Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I will be talking to one of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning is Wally Waltheisen, and we will talk with him about Sheldon's Avenue of Flags right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
At Northwest Iowa Community College, our newest projects are the brand new Diesel Technology Program and Automotive and Light Duty Diesel Classrooms and Labs. NCC has a partnership with Snap-on Tools. It means you don't have a huge outlaying of cash at the beginning of your studies. Try out the program to make sure you want that career path. But from day one, you'll still start with the quality tools you need. Bonus, when you graduate, you'll have a brand new set of tools in a toolbox waiting for you as you start your career. New buildings, new classrooms, new labs, and new tools. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk to the Town, and joining me in the studio this morning, Wally Waltheisen with the Sheldon Avenue of Flags. How are you this morning?
I am really good.
You're looking really well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
You bet.
Now, let's start off and talk a little bit about the history of the Avenue of Flags and how it got started.
Okay. Back in 1978, or maybe it was 79, and there was a few guys that brought this up and they wanted to start it, and some of the two main guys was probably John Van Manen and Larry Hinken. There's a list of guys and women that, put this together. And they started talking about it and wanting to do something for the veterans. And most of these guys were veterans themselves. So they talked about it, and the first flags were put up in Veterans Day of 1979.
Okay, so it's been a minute since they started that.
It has. We're coming close. We're at 46 years now. I think we had our 40th 6 years ago, and now we're coming up to our 50th. So we'll have to plan something pretty nice for that. We did some stuff with our float, changed some things around, and made it look better. But we'll do that more yet when it comes to 50 years.
Well, I knew that that they'd been doing it for a long time because it was already underway when we moved here in 1987.
Yes.
So,
yes.
We knew it had been a long time. What are the occasions, shall we say, because it's more than just holidays, what are the occasions that the flag for which the flags fly?
We have a small display of flags that we put out, and that's mainly for Purple Heart Day, which we just had a big thing a couple years ago for that. And so every August 7th, we put out the sign for the Purple Heart, and then we put out that display around that sign. Veterans Day, it's a hit and miss weather-wise.
Sure.
And, you could put them out. It'd be nice. And by afternoon, it could be snowing. So
yeah.
We use that small display for Veterans Day, put out a couple extra signs with that. So them are about the extra days. We have put them out during COVID. We did put them out during graduation for the graduates. And few other things here and there, but usually we stick with our main 6 days or six days for the year that we put them out.
So. And those 6 days are?
We have...
Didn't know there was going to be a test, did you?
No, I have it wrote down here.
Oh, okay.
Here, this line here. We've got May Day, 1st of May.
Mm-hmm.
We have Armed Forces Day. We have Flag Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day.
Okay, fantastic. About how many flags are in the Sheldon Avenue flags?
Right now, we have 733 flags that are dedicated to the veterans.
Wow.
And then we have an additional 50 flags, the state flags.
Mm-hmm.
And then an additional 9 flags, which covers our 5 territorial spots, POW flag, MIA, just a couple, Betsy Ross 48 state flag.
Sure.
Just a couple unique flags that we have out there. So, yeah. So we're at 733 plus 50 plus 9, so whatever that comes up to be. It's a lot.
A lot. About 800 flags.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
So where do the flags come from? I mean, how did the Avenue flags get a hold of these flags?
When they started, they would purchase the flags that were actually flown over Des Moines,
okay.
The Capitol in Des Moines, so the Capitol building. They were flown over there, so they would purchase them flags and then put a pole on them and then put them in the ground in a socket. Now we purchase flags where we can get a good deal.
Sure.
And we've also learned that they need to be made in the United States of America.
Makes sense to me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, why would you buy an American flag made somewhere else?
Well, you got to really watch the label. They're pretty sneaky on that.
Oh,
stuff,
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
And now, as you mentioned, these flags are designed to honor veterans of the armed services.
Yes, it's all for the veterans.
Okay.
We always broadcast that if you have a family member that's a veteran and you would like to put a flag out for them, we have applications for them, and you can, you know, for a birthday, for a Christmas present, or for whatever. But we would, you know, we like to have their flags out because it's an honor. It's all an honor to the veterans. And going back to that, when we purchase flags now, we purchase them. Of course, back in the day, they were, $10 for a flag, $15.
Uh-huh.
Well, now
not so much anymore.
No, $20 to $30, and then the poles. You know, they used to buy the poles for $15.
Sure.
Well, they're now $85.
Yeah.
And the socket that goes in the ground, we make them ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes up to, you know, maybe $10 if we could find the pipe and stuff.
So you're looking at $100.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, $100 for sure. You can purchase a flag. When back in the day, they purchased them for $35.
Right.
The family member purchases them for $35. Now we ask $150 just because of the upkeep and the polls, that, you know, things gone up. So we've done that.
And you got to operate.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a nonprofit thing. So, you know, however many flags you put up in a year, that's your profit. So right now we've had 2 flags go up. So, you know, it's a hit and miss.
Yeah.
It's a hit and miss.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk more with Wally about the Sheldon Avenue flags.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town with Wally Waltheisen of Shelton Avenue of Flags. And we talked about the Avenue of Flags. One of the things we didn't talk about is the work that it takes to erect these 800 or 900 flags every time you put them out.
Yes, volunteers are needed every time we do this. We have a goal to have at least 30 volunteers there to put out the flags on that morning. If we don't, it's hard to do. It takes longer, but it also, you know, it's just hard to do if you don't have the 30 people. 30 people, we could put the flags up in at least a half hour and we're done.
Well, I remember one time a few years ago when you had not a lot of folks showed up, and you called us and we put out a plea, and my wife came down and helped the one year, and she came back and she was so excited and so happy, and she really, it was something that made her feel good to do.
Yes, yes. And we've had people that just walk by and say, what's going on? You know, like at Memorial Day or something, they say, well, we're putting all these flags out. Well, how many flags? We say, well, 800 and some. And they go, wow, you need help? Sure.
Coming up, always
need help. Yes, we're not gonna send you away. So yeah, volunteers. That's what we shoot for. And some of these days, you know, they go up at 7 a.m. We understand that, you know, people have jobs. They need to get the jobs and get to their jobs. 7 o'clock's not a convenient time, but it is what we have chosen, and that's what we stay with.
Well, the sun needs to be up.
Yep, yeah. And we've had football team come and help us. We've had Boy Scouts. We've had, at that time, we had the RTF on the west end of town. You know, they loved to come and do it. So they were always there for us. But, you know, as time goes on, people get older. We love little kids because they can bend over and pick the plug up out of the ground. You know, us guys don't have to bend over so much.
I was going to say, you and I are past the age where we want to do that very much.
Yeah, we can probably do it yet, but boy, little kids, they just get right down. You give them a pair of pliers and they're in heaven.
Pull plugs. Absolutely.
Pull plugs.
And we lead into the bit about volunteers because you're putting up the Avenue of Flags tomorrow.
Yes, we are. 7 a.m. tomorrow, and then Labor Day, Memorial Day, we generally try to put them up for the weekend. So they're up, they'll be up Saturday, Sunday, and we'll take them down Monday night at 5:30 Monday afternoon. We'll take them down.
And, of course, volunteers are needed for that, just as many volunteers for that as to put them up.
Yeah. Yep. Our goal is when we take them down at 5:30, we try to beat that whistle because it is so loud in the park.
I'll bet it is,
The siren. So we try to beat that. We can if we have the people. We can do her. So
it's an impressive display. It's an impressive display to honor the veterans from the area, and it's a particularly impressive display when everything else is going on around the park on Labor Day.
Yes, yes. People, you know, they'll stop you if they know who you are and they'll stop and say, this is really nice. We're so glad that you can do this. And according to the records back then, they've helped several other towns around the area start Avenue of Flags for different towns. They've come and asked them, how do you do this? And our Avenue of Flags has helped several communities.
Well, I know of one. There is an Avenue of Flags in Clifton, New Jersey that was inspired by Sheldon's Avenue of Flags.
Great.
Our former manager, Walt Bruxma's dad was here.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Walt told me that. Yeah. Yes.
And he was so moved. Sweet, sweet man, by the way. Oh, yeah. But he was so moved that he went back and basically ramrodded through an Avenue of Flags in Clifton, New Jersey. And that spawned from Sheldon, Iowa. So
not bad. We'll take it.
It's a small world.
You
right?
bet. We'll help them out. You bet.
There you go.
Yeah. And then that's another thing. When the flag is purchased, the family, they're done with it. They've purchased the flag. Avenue of Flags takes care of everything. Takes care of the maintenance on the flag. Takes care of the maintenance on the pole. You know, the sockets, if it gets pulled out of the ground. Because it's wet and the socket comes out, we take care of all of that. We take care of the maintenance of all the flags. And the pole has a number on. Every flag has a number. And every flag has the name and branch of service engraved on a brass plate that gets mounted onto that pole. So they need all they need to do is we give them the application. They apply. We give them a nice sheet that says, you know, where the flag will be located and what number it is. We also have a huge board on the south end of the park that has everybody's name and number on that board.
Now, if you've never seen the Sheldon Avenue flags, well, if you drive down Highway 18, you can't miss it.
Nope.
That's for one thing. It's around the Sheldon City Park, which is along Highway 18, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, you talk about the maintenance of the flags and the poles. And that's no small feat in itself.
No. We have, you know, like I said, that's why you buy flags from the main United States, because some of them, they'll fade.
Uh-huh.
And they shouldn't fade, but they do. Some of them fade really bad. We replace them. And
absolutely.
We replace them so they look nice.
And as the old saying goes, these colors don't run.
No, they do not run. They stay right there.
Exactly.
And we've also, in the last few months here, we've purchased signs. I don't know if we have a sign on the west end of Sheldon, located on Gary Hurdy's property, which is down the hill just before NCC on the north side of the road. We put a sign up there that honors our veterans. And then we also put up one in the city park. And that's a two-sided sign that has, our honoring our veterans. And we have, we'd like to get one on each end of town. It's just a challenge to do that. So,
yeah.
And then this year we're also going to replace our state flags because they're all cotton flags. We like nylon flags because if we do get a drip of rain on them, they dry fast.
Yeah.
So these cotton flags have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're going to replace them. So we'll be sitting in the park on Monday with just a box. And if you have some spare change or whatever you want to do, just put it in the box, and that'll help defer the cost of them flags.
Okay, Sheldon Avenue flags. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, east side of the Sheldon City Park, there by the
maintenance
shed.
Yep.
And you can help put up the Sheldon Avenue flags. And then Monday at, you said 5:30?
5:30, yes.
Okay. So you can be done by 6.
Yep.
Meet at the same place, by the maintenance shed on the east side of the Sheldon City Park. And I want to say to all of our veterans who are listening, thank you very much for your service.
Yes.
And Wally, thank you for your service with the Avenue of Flags as well.
It's an honor to do it. I enjoy doing it.
And you and I have known each other for a minute.
Yes.
I know with you, it's a labor of love as well.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yes. But, you know, we have our son is in the Air Force, so we appreciate that. And I want to thank KIWA, all you guys do for us, advertising it, making sure that everybody knows what time, you know, and stuff like that. We really appreciate that, Tom.
Well, I thank you for those words, and I can assure you that that will continue. I heard that from the general manager.
No. That's good.
Thanks, Wally. Wally Waldheisen with Sheldon Avenue Flags. We'll be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. so you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Shelton.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town program. Talk of the Town brought to you by Corner Discount in Sheldon, Train Station in Alton, and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, Northwest Iowa Community College, Maintainer Corporation, and Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. And Monday we will have a best of program, and we will have State Farm Agent Nicholas Keene on Monday on Talk of the Town. So we'll see you back here then.